Good afternoon, everyone. I know it's conducive to, you know, taking a nap with the lights out, so I hope I'll be able to keep you awake. So soils basics via the drive-through, what this really means is that we have drive-through laboratory sessions in our basic soils classes. So how did this start? How did we even, you know, come at a decision that we're going to do this? Well, I have this class, Land, Life, and the Environment. It's a new class. It's not your classic soil science class that has a lab. It is for students outside of the College of Ag, and it doesn't have any laboratory component. But it is designated as a natural science course, which is a science course, and which means that it is open to any student in the university. And that's actually what happens, because I offered it in the fall of 2015. I have 73 students that comes from 28 different majors, sociology, finance, accounting, even aerospace engineering and German languages are in this classes. As you would imagine, these are students that do not have field or agricultural experience, at least most of them, and most of them are not interested in agriculture and or environmental protection. So this would be students that could really use some hands-on components to facilitate learning, but the problem is, hey, there's no lab session in this course. So what did we do? What we did was we sacrificed three lecture sessions to do drive-through labs. What is a drive-through lab? A drive-through lab is a 25-minute session wherein a small group of students go through various prepared stations in a soils teaching laboratory. Sometimes we bring them outside into the lawn to do some demonstrations. How did we do it? We prepared various setups in the soils teaching lab, and each of that setup, we call them stations. And in these stations, there could either be demonstrations, could be show and tell, or some hands-on activities. And my TAs here, my co-authors, helped me with that. And then small groups of students move through these stations, right? After all of these students go through these stations, they're supposed to fill up a worksheet so that we would know whether or not the key information that we want to get across have been understood by them. So the first session is about soil formation, soil profile and characterization and physical properties. The second session is about the Webb Soil Survey. And the third session is about soil fertility and chemical properties. Some examples. An example of a hands-on station. The station where we about soil texture was a hands-on one, wherein the students were shown samples of sand, silt, and clay. They were able to touch this when it's dry, touch these samples when they're wet. We showed them the various sand fractions, and then we taught them how to make a ribbon. But we started with some Play-Doh. They played with some Play-Doh, and after they've really gained that technique, how to develop a ribbon, well, we give them some known samples, and where they were able to do the soil texture determination using the Steve Thien model. So this is an example of a hands-on station. Here's an example of a show-and-tell station. The demonstration of soil charge was a show-and-tell station where we have 6-volt batteries, we have wires connected to the positive and negative terminal, and of course the wire were dunked into a soil slurry, and we were able to demonstrate that the soil is indeed negatively charged. And why is that? Because soil was attracted to the wire that is attached to the positive terminal. So in essence, hey, the soil is indeed negatively charged. So we have various samples of these, very short one. The longest station was done in 6 minutes. So they're short, they move from one station to another. But the question is, were they effective? Well, we performed a survey, and based on the survey, at least 90% of them has mentioned that the drive-through labs has agreed, rather, at least 90% has agreed that drive-through labs enhance the understanding of key soil science concepts. But then again, these are not students from the College of Ag. They're outside of the realms of agriculture and environmental protection. And what is important to us is not that they just don't understand the concept, but also that they value and appreciate the concept. So we ask them about that. And at least 90% of the students has at least agreed or strongly agreed that the drive-through labs has enhanced their appreciation of key soil science concepts. So they help them in valuing the knowledge that they've gained. Some feedback, summary of the feedback, 80% were positive. There's a 5% positive, but they felt rushed, so we made adjustments for that for this year. Sample comments, I found them to be very helpful in grasping certain concepts because I am a visual and hands-on learner. It was nice to have hands-on evidence that what we learned in lecture actually happens, and this was common. They need a little more time so that they don't feel rushed. That was last year, which brings us to this year. This year, I have 93 students in the class, still a lot of majors, 27 different majors, and to make adjustments, we now have 4 drive-through labs, 1 lab designated for soil profile characteristics, another lab for physical properties, another lab for chemical, and another lab for soil fertility. That's all I got. Thank you.